why don't you explain to me why the Kingston Humane Society decided to get all of the animals out of the shelter?
Well, our biggest concern was obviously for the protection of our staff, but also we don't know how long this situation is going to continue. So we had made the management decision to shut down adoptions, and that's really for the safety of our staff. So we decided that for the interim period of time, we really need to get as many animals out into foster as possible. So, you know, once the state of emergency hit, we made this decision, and our staff, our foster care coordinator, she just, you know, she did such an amazing job. We onboarded quite a number of new fosters, and we're just so happy that the animals are able to spend, you know, this time in a home instead of at the shelter anyway. So,
Christy, do you have an approximate number of the amount of animals that now are in foster?
We have, I believe the last count was about 120 animals in foster at this point in time, which is actually, during our summer months, probably about, well, it's more than our typical number, but in the summer months when we're usually really busy, we typically have about 80 to 90 animals out in foster. So it is higher than our normal, and especially, you know, given the situation, we've had a number of new fosters step up, which has been awesome.
And is that both dogs and cats?
Yeah, for sure. We do any of the animals that were available for adoption, we put them into foster homes. So I think the dogs are really, and the cats are enjoying the time out, but I'm sure having someone home all the time for the dogs, they're getting plenty of exercise, which is amazing.
So when did you get this shelter cleared out?
So it was official on last Wednesday. We of course are still accepting emergencies, any investigations through animal welfare services. So, you know, we still have to operate. We're still running. And for any of our animals who needed emergency surgery, you know, we still have them on site. But the rest of our animals who, you know, aren't under an investigation or aren't really sick at this point in time, we've been able to place in homes, which is amazing. So that was as of last Wednesday.
So there is a misconception out there that people, if an emergency occurs and they find an animal, that they can't bring it into you. Is that the case?
Absolutely not. So we are still accepting, you know, emergency animal surrenders. We still have pound services operating. So any stray animals from our regular jurisdictions, we are still accepting, and we're contractually obligated to accept. But also, you know, we are still there for the community's animals, and that's been really important, that we're still operating our regular urgent programs. But we did take these steps so we could keep not only our staff safe, but also the animals safe, because, you know, we've changed up our staffing levels, so that way we have two teams of staff that aren't interacting. So worst case scenario, if someone on one team got sick, we are able to still have our other team cover. So, you know, we just wanted to make sure that we were reducing numbers in the shelter, so that way, should the worst case scenario happen, we're still able to provide that urgently needed care for the animals.
And could you remind me of your jurisdiction?
So we accept dog and cats from the city of Kingston, but also our jurisdiction includes all of the Frontenac, so South Frontenac, North Frontenac, Central Frontenac. You know, we're still accepting animals through, we have a Stone Mills pound contract, as well as Gananoque, and we still have Loyalist as a pound contract. So we're still accepting, you know, all of those pound animals, and we're still here for them, as well as any emergency cases.